Hey everyone, this is Shara Singh over here, and I was just going to sleep, and I thought to, okay, why not to record one just quick podcast episode where I will explain to you the concept of open loops and closed loops. If you are not aware about it, it's a very good concept, and in every form of marketing you can see that. Let's suppose you are watching any web series. In the end of every web series, you will see like they will. In the end, they will create a plot. They will create a loop inside your mind. Like you can see, like hero is going to win the battle, and suddenly someone came up and hit the hero, and hero is down. Then the episode closed. This is the kind of open loop. You will think, oh, a hero died. Hero is there. Like you will having a certain kind of questions, like what happened with the hero, right? So this is called an open loop. So this is called concept of a open loop and closed loops. So it's very simple. You just need to open a loop then close it. So if you are from India, then in India there was a very popular movie called Bahubali. So what happened in that movie is, so the movie gone very well. Like there is one in the kingdom, like there are two brothers, one is good, one is bad. The bad one acquire all the kingdom, like that's all. And what happened is like the bad one plays a strategy and say and convince his mother, like the queen, you can say. Yeah, so he convinced his mother and said, okay, Bahubali, in the main character of the hero, Bahubali is playing against me. He gives some proofs and fake proofs, you can say, fake proofs, and he gives some proof and say, okay, so this is what happened. So what he said, he ordered his one soldier, a special one, to say, okay, go and kill the Bahubali. So in part one, what he do is he kill the Bahubali, but they did not reveal anything why he killed. So there was a very big loop, I can say very open loop in the market, like everyone thinking, Katappa ne Bahubali ko kyu mara? I mean, why Katappa killed Bahubali? So in part two of the movie, they just close the loop. That's all. Open a loop and close a loop. So how you can implement in this email marketing? You can, like, this is a very good concept of marketing. You can implement it everywhere. So how you can implement in marketing? Let's suppose you're creating an email. You are telling them a story, and when do you just about to end a story, you give them a twist. Okay, this happened, and you just close down the email and say, the next part will be inside the next email, or reply me to increase your affinity score, or reply me to get the next part of it. So you can do this thing to get more attention and more open rate for your stories, and this is something that converts crazy well, because people love stories, and when you create a loop, they will be thinking, okay, like people are curiosity driven, right? They will have curiosity to know what happened next. So you have to just do that. So that's a little quick episode, my little quick podcast episode, 3:22 right now, and I hope you like this particular episode. If you are listening to it from Apple Podcast, then please give it a 5-star rating, and thanks for listening to this particular episode, and I will see you inside next one.